Numbers 13. Now here we find this incident mentioned in Psalm 95:7 and Hebrews 3:7. And here in verses 1 through 20, we see the spies sent to Canaan. And then in verses 21 through 25, we see the spies actually in Canaan. And then in verses 26 through 33, we find the spies' report of their visit in Canaan. Let us hear God's word from Numbers chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel, and these were their names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zachor; of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori; the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh; the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph; of the tribe of Ephraim, Oshea, the son of Nun; the tribe of Benjamin, Paltai, the son of Rehu; the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Zodai; of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadai, the son of Shusai; and of the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamaliel; and of the tribe of Asher, Sether, the son of Michael; the tribe of Naphtali, Nabai, the son of Vophsi; and of the tribe of Gad, Geulah, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Oshea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men came to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the sons of Anak, of the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And
And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Thus ends the reading of God's holy and infallible word. Now, as I said here, we see the spies sent to Canaan in verses 1 through 20, the spies in Canaan, verses 21 through 25, then the spies' report of Canaan in verses 26 through 33. In verse 1 and 2, we have the orders given by God through Moses. We find that the people had unbelief, we learn in Deuteronomy 1:22. We also see the person sent in verses 4 through 16. We also see this one Hoshea being renamed Joshua. His name originally matches the prophet Hosea. Now his name is changed to Joshua. His name originally meant prayer for salvation. His name is changed to promise of salvation. Salvation being wrapped up, but now the prayer being a promise. A promise is better than a prayer. And the promise is given of salvation. We see the instructions given in verses 17 through 19. And then we see in verse 20, Moses dismissing of this band of 20. He tells them what they should be looking for, but then he tells them to be of good courage. I think what we learn there is that our disposition ultimately affects our observation and our evaluation of things. You recognize that? What we see is affected by our disposition towards what we're looking at. And many of them didn't go up with good courage, did they? Certainly didn't return with good courage. We see the spies in Canaan in verses 21 through 25. We see that they went throughout it. They went up to Zin in the south and up to Rehob in the north in verse 21. We also see particular mention or notice of Hebron given. I think the reason that is so is because that land, Hebron, will be given to Caleb in Joshua chapter 14. And so that area is mentioned. Then we also see this bunch of grapes, this earnest of the fruits of Canaan are shown to the people of God. This is how lush it is. And yet the false spies, the cowardice spies, say this is a land that eats up its inhabitants, as though the land was poisonous, toxic, dangerous, couldn't sustain life. And yet here before the people of God was clear demonstration that God had provided richly. We also see the spies' report of Canaan. We see the majority report, 10 out of 12 given, and then we see the minority report, 2 of 12 who support the minority. In the majority report, or the cowardice report, we see them saying that the people were dispersed. Well, that's actually a very good thing militarily. So the army of Israel could come in and stomp them out one at a time. They could always have more in any one given region than their enemies. They were also big. Well, you see, in that day and age in warfare, being big didn't necessarily help you. You were a bigger target. They were bigger targets for arrows and the like. It all depends on how you look at these things as to how they were viewed. We see that these cowards were also unbelievers. They had just been traveling for a year and a half. They had seen the whole armies of Egypt swallowed up in the Red Sea. They'd been provided for with manna. They complain about that manna. God gives them over a month's worth of quail. In one fell swoop, here comes all the meat they could want at their feet. And yet they have doubts that God can give them the land that He promised to give them. In Psalm 106:24, we read of this event, and it says there that the people of God despise the land and they believe not God's word. But we see the minority report. The minority report is spoken of by Caleb, but obviously Joshua held the same opinion. Caleb means all heart. Caleb was of the tribe of Judah. He was obviously the appropriate spokesman for the minority report because he was of Judah, and I would contend also potentially because Joshua was Moses' servant. And so it might have been more appropriate for him not to be the first one to speak and to be apparently, this is Moses' decision. And so Caleb speaks. And it's also interesting, Caleb says, let's go possess it. He doesn't say, let's go conquer it. He's looking past conquering it. He's already into possessing it. He's already into planning and having dominion over the land before they've even conquered it. That's the kind of faith that God gave Caleb. It reminds us that we are to have that faith. That faith that is exemplified in Proverbs 28:1, where it says, the righteous are bold as a lion. Let us by faith do what God has called us to do as His people.